starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Tell us how to get to the Miller farm.
George Miller?
That's right.
Yeah, it's about half a mile up the road. You bear left after you pass the lake. This farm on the right.
Thanks.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm he had some chicks, E-I-E-I-O. With a chick-chick here and a chick-chick there.
Red Fox! Go get him, Lassie! Get him, Lassie!
You'd think anybody coming around that bend would slow down. Come on.
Hey, where's your basket?
Friendly greeting. That's better. A couple of men from Capital City, down talking business with Gramps.
We almost ran over Lassie. They came tearing around a bend, never slowed down even.
Suppose you were walking down the middle of the road, as usual?
Oh, no, honest. Lassie was chasing a fox, and they were going at least a million miles an hour.
At least a million. Heavy?
Hot.
They'll cool off in a minute.
What are they talking to Gramps about?
Who?
The man.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Now, look here, young fella. I didn't put that water underneath the ground. Neither did you. The Lord put it where he put it, and he must have had a reason.
You don't seem to understand, Mr. Miller.
Understand the Lord? No. Do you, Mr. Hazlitt?
There'll be much more water by the time we finish dredging the well. Not only that, sir, but we'll pipe it down into the valley and purify it before it reaches the consumer.
Well, I've been draining it the way it is for 68 years.
That may well be, Mr. Miller. But there's no telling when it might become contaminated.
Well, when it does, you two fellas come around and we'll all have a drink together, huh?
Can I have a cookie now?
Sure, honey. Did you catch any fish?
Nothing but an old sucker. Lassie killed a snake.
Which one did you bring home?
Neither.
Lassie, how about you? Where are you going, honey?
In the parlor, see Gramps.
No, sweetheart, he's busy. I don't want you bothering him. Okay. But if you don't have anything better to do, you might get me 6 years of corn. See?
Okay. Come on.
We don't seem to be getting anywhere. Obviously, you just don't want to listen to reason.
Oh, I've been listening. Make no mistake about that. Trouble is, you ain't said nothing that sounded reasonable.
All right, Mr. Miller, it's your property and your well. Thank you for your time, sir.
Good to have met you, Mr. Miller.
Same here to you, Mr. Sanders.
I'll show you at the door.
You know, Mr. Hazlitt, if you don't mind my saying so, I don't think you handled him quite right.
You're a lawyer, Saunders, not a businessman. Don't tell me how to buy property from farmers.
All right. But I liked his sense of humor, and I admired the stand he took.
Well, that's fine. In the meantime, we're going into town and look up the deed to this property. A lot of those old farm deeds had flaws in them.
Nothing to lose your temper over. You said no, and that's that.
Well, I just don't like the idea of people interfering with nature.
Oh, well, that's a lot of nonsense. You know as well as I do that irrigation and chemical fertilizers have improved the crops. Or don't you call that interfering with nature? You just won't accept progress. Even in your own home. Old-fashioned gas stove, old-fashioned icebox, and that horrible musty parlor furniture.
You want me to sell that land? You want Bledges dredging and pumps a pumping and everyone from here from Calverton with a water meter on the line and having to pay out their hard-earned cash every time they want a drink of water? You want me to do that?
Temper, temper.
Women got about as much sense as a day-old pig.
Father, little pitchers.
Have big ears, I know. Can I be excused?
No. Yes.
Come on, Lassie. Where we're going, Lassie, we're gonna go find that well.
According to the map and the information I got, it should be right around these rocks somewhere. There it is. You know, I told you some of these old farm deeds had flaws in them. If we find any water in this thing, we can make a deal.
I still think you're going at this the wrong way, Mr. Hazlitt. After all, if you're going to come into this community and...
Bring the measuring line. It's on the back seat of the car.
What they're doing. Go on, get Graham. Go on, Lassie. Go on.
You hear that gurgling? An active spring under that well bed. Millions of gallons of water going to waste. There. Just hit bottom. Start winding up. Seventeen and a half feet of water. Pretty deep well. Let's go see that Barton woman.
Look, Mr. Hazlitt, don't you think that we'll...
I want this well, and I'm going to get it.
Father! Father!
What?
Something's happened to Jeff. Look at him.
What is it, girl? Is it Jeff?
Something's happened, can't you see?
Now, easy, Ellen, easy. Where is Jeff, girl, huh? Where is he?
Mm-hmm.
did?
Do you know that you nearly scared the daylights out of us?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Who did? Who took the boarding off?
The water company fellas. That's why I sent Lassie to get you. They lowered something down the well, and then they reeled it in again. The one with the mustache said that it was 17 and a half feet deep, and then they went to see a woman. Are you making this up? Oh, no, honest. Ask Lassie. She saw them.
Yes, I'll do that little thing.
And look, they left their shovel here. Now do you believe me?
Why, the pusillanimous...
Stop that.
Where'd they go?
They went to see the woman.
What woman?
No, I suggest that we don't pursue that subject any further. I also suggest that we go back to the house. I have a chicken in the oven. Now, come on, Jeff.
Now, hold on a minute, Ellen.
Father, the villains have come and gone. There is nothing more to be accomplished here, and you don't like burnt chicken. Now, march.
All right.
Jeff?
Coming!
Oh, Matt. George Miller. Oh, fair to Midland. Say, Matt, do you hear anything about this fellow from Capital Cities trying to pick up water rights? Yeah, name is Hazlitt. Uh-huh. Well, here's the way I look at it. We got more water than we need right now. But if they start tapping in and piping it out, come along a dry spell, the same thing's going to happen here that happened up Creston way. We'll have no water. Maybe you better call a grains meeting for tomorrow night at your place. Right. Yeah. Hey, say, don't forget the checker game. Saturday, huh? All right. Goodbye.
I recollect now how it come about. George Miller give Pa a heifer calf for that strip of meadow land back 40 years to us.
Well, evidently no deed was drawn because none is recorded.
What's that?
I said no deed was recorded, no piece of paper was signed.
Them days a man's word stood.
Well, I wish we could do business that way now, but unfortunately big companies require something on paper. That's why we bring our lawyers along.
Nice looking young fella.
Thank you. Now to get back to that strip of meadowland, Miss Barton. Mr. Saunders has a deed and quit claim with him. All you have to do is sign it, and we can get to work bringing more water to the people in the valley. Get it out.
Don't suppose George Miller'd have any objection.
Well, why should he? Mr. Miller's just as anxious as we all are to bring good water facilities to the community.
Look here, I don't think...
Never mind about that, Saunders. Now, here we are, Miss Barton.
I wouldn't want to do nothing to rile George Miller. The land's rightfully his.
But don't you worry about him.
I'm sorry. I can't be a party to this.
What'd you say?
If you'll just sign right here, Miss Barton.
Well, made up my mind, Ellen.
About what?
First thing in the morning, I'm going to dump a load of rock into that well and cement it up.
Well, I think that's a good idea on general principles. But we should stop worrying about those water company people. It's your land. They can't take it away from you.
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean?
I got that piece from Cy Barton 40 years ago. And I disremember whether I filed a deed on it or not.
You worry about the silliest things. You know, suppose Liz Barton's going to ask for that land back now.
No, but that Hazlitt's a tricky one. I can tell by his eyes.
The day anyone puts anything over on you will be a long, cold, rainy Sunday.
Well, I'm getting old, Ellen. I ain't as sharp as I used to be.
You're not getting old.
Yes, I am.
Well, the older you get, the more I love you.
Thank you.
better get out of here before my gramps catches you.
Go on home, kid.
You got no right here.
I said beat it.
You can't put that here.
Haslett, I'm lowering a branch down to you. Grab it.
I can't see. I can't see.
Reach for it.
I've got it.
All right, now hang on. Now look, Haslett, I can't pull you out with this branch. It's dead wood and it'll break if I try to. You know where we can get a rope, son?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Get me out of here. It's freezing cold.
All right, hang on. Hang on. We're going to get you out somehow.
You have a pencil and a piece of paper?
Pencil and paper? Yeah, in my inside pocket.
Saunders! You're getting hot!
Just hang on!
Saunders!
We're sending for help!
It's freezing cold!
Hurry up, son.
Here, Lassie, take it to Gramps!
I ain't got my specs with me.
Gramps, man and well, bring rope. Jeff. That's Jeff's writing, all right. Nobody else spells like that. Do you need me?
No, I don't need you. Come on, girl.
Saunders! Get me out of here!
We're waiting for a rope.
You sure that dog understood, son?
Sure she did.
Saunders!
Your grandfather better hurry up with that rope.
Here it comes.
It's a couple of minutes more, Haslett.
Good girl, Lassie.
Here. Hi. Haslett?
You got here just in time, Gramps. He's freezing down there.
Haslett, we're lowering a rope to you. It's got a loop in it. Slip it under your arms. Have you got it?
Yeah.
All right, yell when you're ready.
Lassie jumped in Gramps and he fell in the well.
Ready?
Can you hold it?
Yes, I can hold it all right. Hang on, Jeff.
Haslett?
Pull me out, please.
We're going to get you out.
What's he doing, Gramps?
I don't know, but I don't figure to hold this rope all day. Hey!
All right, pull him out.
Watch this.
He was going to put it here, Gramps.
Well, he bought the land from Miss Barton, Mr.
You pusillanimous... Come on, Jeff.
Mr. Miller.
Well, must say you two are wonderful company tonight. Big Grouch and Little Grouch. Chicken's dead, Father. You don't have to keep stabbing.
Pusillanimous polecats. Yes, I said it and I say it again, the pusillanimous polecats.
Well, I'd say it, too, if I could pronounce it.
I can.
You talked to Liz Barton?
Yes. She almost had a stroke. It wasn't her fault. They gave her to understand that I knew all about it and was willing for them to have the hat maker.
Well, that's dishonest.
Dishonest, dishonest. When those mealy-mouthed night crawlers will steal the fuzz off the piece while you was eating it. I tell you, Ellen, I...
You sit back there, and you sit down before you have a stroke. Call her back.
Come here, Lassie.
Good evening. My name's Saunders.
I'm Ellen Miller. Won't you come in?
Hello, Mr. Miller.
We were just having our supper.
I'm sorry, I'll only stay a moment. Mr. Hazlitt's resting at the hotel after his experience today.
Mr. Hazlitt, isn't he the one who fell down the well today?
Yes, and it couldn't have happened to a more deserving individual. I came by to tell you, Mr. Miller, that I've resigned as Hazlitt's attorney. But more important, I wanted to give you the deed and the quitclaim Miss Barton signed today. You remember when we were hauling him out? I asked you to hang onto the rope for a moment and went over to the well?
Yeah.
Well, that's when I made the deal to get your half acre back. Either that or another dunking.
Young fella, I want to shake your hand.
Well, thank you, sir.
Me too.
You bet.
Well, let's make it unanimous.
Well, now that really makes it unanimous.